Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I forgot he added that little part at the end about the quarterback situation. I totally forgot about that.
And by the way,
I remember the finance part because he said it so funny. He said finance instead of finance.
No, he said it the way rich people who have a lot of money.
That's right, exactly. That's why it was so unfamiliar to me. But yeah, the way he said that. And then at the end, also, you know, quarterback situation.
Joke's on him.
Interesting. I forget that whole aspect. That kind of adds another dimension to the whole line of thinking, doesn't it? Well, you know, we're not an attractive landing spot because we don't have a quarterback. And also, you know, the millionaire's tax and everything else. And the girlfriend didn't want to be here and blah, 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 blah. Turns out they didn't have the best offer anyway. Tennessee did outbid them. And that was part of it that Kraft never really addressed. And Calvin Ridley, I know that people poo-pooed this, is on pace for about 1,000 yards in Tennessee on a bad team. But that's still a productive receiver and someone that I'm sure Drake May would love to have and would make this offense much better and everything else. So, yeah, maybe the quarterback situation at that point wasn't settled and you didn't know what was going to be happening there. But if you had gone over the top and made the best offer, then I think you could have probably gotten Ridley to come here. And I think that would have been great for Drake May. And I think that, I don't know, we'd be having a different conversation about the season and where it's going and all that. I think you'd still be a bad team. But that could have made a difference. I do think that could have made a difference.
There was also a little Craig Breslow Red Sox talk there.
A little bit. Yeah.
Like, you know, he started to do present tense or past tense and say, we went further because of the millionaire. Well, we would have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did they know you would have? Because if you don't put an offer out there,
right,
how do they know? So I don't.
Oh, we totally would have spent more.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, why didn't you? If you really wanted him, like that
great
annoys
question.
Me. That is also finance. You literally, finance just admitted finance was part of it because you had to maybe improve your offer due to the taxes, which mm-hmm. I don't know whether I believe or not. I'm a little lukewarm on that. It kind of annoys me. And if you do. If you want the player, increase the offer. Don't tell me later you could have or would have. Do. And then tell me you did, and he turned it down. And his girlfriend wanted to go to, didn't we find out it was actually his wife, too? That it wasn't a girlfriend?
Don't remember. But yeah, I think it was the wife. It was the wife, yeah.
In Tennessee. And
the wife wanted to go to Jacksonville. The girlfriend wanted to go to Tennessee.
Right. And the biggest part might have been the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It might not even have been the money. Like, those recruiting videos I talk about now?
Right. Well,
you think he'd rather play with Will Levis and Sam, Mason Rudolph?
Yeah.
Or would he rather be getting on the choo-choo Drake May train?
I'm sure he'd rather be getting on the Drake May train, but he also said, all right, I'll go play with Will Levis.
Yeah.
You know, like, over Trevor Lawrence, who he had been with before. Like, I don't think the quarterback situation had a bloody thing to do with it. I think it was all finance, and I think that was why they lost out on him. Now, ESPN has put out a top 25 upcoming free agent list. There was other guys. I mean, like, Dak Prescott was going to be a free agent, Justin Jefferson, L'Jarius Sneed. There was all these names, and they all signed big extensions. So there's a lot of guys who were in the beginning of the year upcoming free agents who are not going to be upcoming free agents anymore. So this is the current top 25 free agents who could all be franchise tagged and everything. So, you know, they may not hit the market, but let's go ahead and start with number one. I know you like him, Andy. T. Higgins, number one wide receiver. Why should we believe that the same thing that happened with Calvin Ridley won't happen with T. Higgins?
Because, A, I think they will be more all in. I agree with them.
I hope so.
If they are, because I think T. Higgins is light years better than Calvin Ridley. I think T. Higgins has the potential to be a true number one receiver. The pushback is valid. He's never been a true number one receiver because you have Ja'Marr Chase there, and that is really a true number mm-hmm. one receiver. But I've seen enough from T. Higgins that I would like to see what he could do as the number one here in New England. And I think, I mean, it's just going to cost you a boatload of money, $100 and whatever million,
yep.
$30 whatever million a year, probably, to get T. Higgins. But that's the world you're in, because there's not a lot of those guys. There's just, you know, we had a texter that said the cap goes up every year and everyone signs their own free agents. And that is sort of the modern reality.
It's true.
In recent years, the cap has gone up so quickly. Quarterbacks, sign them. Wide receivers, sign them. Some guy on the 49ers that I didn't know was a $100 million player got $100 million yesterday.
Yep.
Did that stick out to you? I was not aware that, you know, when we have these best young corners in football, you got Christian Gonzalez. He's great. Yeah, the 49ers just gave a guy $100 million that I thought was just one of their starting cornerbacks. I didn't know he was something special.
I'll tell you what, the Niners, I thought, were maybe going to slow down with the money a little bit.
Yes, no.
Definitely not.
They kept both receivers. They kept a corner. They got pass rushers. They, like,
Lenore, is that his name?
Yes.
Demoter Lenore? I could not tell you anything about him.
I know.
And Five years, $92 million.
I don't totally disagree with that. It's a little embarrassing for us to admit on major sports talk radio. We played them.
Yeah.
It's not even like, he's on the West Coast. I never see those Niners game. I'm doing Six Rings post-game show when they play. No, we played them.
We sure did.
And they just gave that guy $100 million.
They did. And he's probably pretty good. I don't think they give out money like that to guys who aren't good. But, yeah, that's a... That's an interesting one. He's been with the Niners since 2021. He was drafted in the Mac Jones draft, fifth-round pick, Diamodor Lenore.
He's a high Modor player.
Diamodor Lenore. Okay, so good for him, and good for the entire Lenore family. Stiz isn't listening.
Not even listening to the show.
So, okay, T. Higgins, number one. Neither of them are. Number two, let's go with Trey Smith, guard from the Chiefs. He's going to be 26 years old, part of that good offensive line in Kansas City. Is guard even a position that we're caring about?
Oh, I'd like to upgrade my guard.
I certainly would.
But it's not near the top of my list of upgrades. I don't think I would be allocating significant funds to sign their guard.
Okay, no. How about safety Javon Holland, 25-year-old safety on the Dolphins. He's number three.
So I think safety is an interesting position.
Considered a top five safety in the
right.
NFL.
Yeah. And Buda Baker is on this list as well, somewhere down 20s, late teens.
And you saw a mock draft where the Patriots are taking safeties,
right?
Oh,
shoot, yeah. What was that guy's name? I got to look that up.
All right, well, either way, I mean, that could be something that they target now that Peppers is out and there's nothing really other than Duggar. I mean, safety could be a free agent target position for sure.
Well, I think they have a bunch of those positions, like Khalil Mack's on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be opposed to adding a veteran pass rusher.
Not at
Khalil Mack prime of career money, but I think they're in need of some of those guys where complementary backside of career, but still can help you, you know, be the leaders in the room, develop, help mentor some of the younger players. He's some of those guys, Buda Baker, Khalil Mack, interesting names. They wouldn't be on top of my list though. I hate that there's no tackles. This is starting to come
to
fruition.
There's a couple of tackles.
Yeah.
Tyron Smith, Ronnie Stanley. I mean, I'd imagine Stanley re-signs.
Two guys that are 107 and have missed a lot of time in recent years.
True.
And that's starting to bother me with all the tackle talk in the draft that they're not as good. They're really guards. It's like, are there no tackles available? You're going to have to get super creative. You don't even have, like, Darisaw re-signed. I don't know who's next that might get into a contract dispute with somebody. But I this is starting to be a... something I didn't foresee, that there were no real great tackle options for this team to fill what might be its biggest need.
You interested in any cornerbacks?
Because
there's DJ Reed and Charvarius Ward are numbers 4 and 5. Reed's one of the top rated. I know he had that bad game last week, but he's one of the top rated DBs in the whole league.
I know, because I'm not looking to send $100 million to one of those guys when in a couple of years I'm going to give $100 million to Christian Gonzalez.
Right. Okay, so forget them. Amari Cooper?
I don't love it. You know, you've mentioned a lot of drops. I think he's a second-tier player at this point in his career. He's been very good in a lot of places. That's the one thing I like about
it's
him.
Consistent.
Feels like kind of a plug-and-play wide receiver. And, I mean, I guess if you really wanted to do kind of your Bears thing and really say, we're surrounding Drake May, damn it, we're getting T. Higgins and Amari Cooper, you could do that. I'm probably more of T. Higgins and a draft pick, and those are my big upgrades at the wide receiver position, so not totally in on that.
A couple other wide receivers, just to round that out, number 10 is Chris Godwin, and lower down on the list at 23, Deontay Johnson. Any interest in either of them?
Not Deontay Johnson. I think he would be adding another questionable apple to the cart here. There's enough questionable apples in this cart already.
He's more talented than them, maybe.
He's absolutely more talented than them, but I want to get more talented, but also better, improve that room a little bit. And who's the other? Oh, Chris Godwin.
And Godwin.
Coming off the injury.
Yep.
What's his value? If he wants to be a lower value guy and I can add two veteran guys and his health status kind of helps me land him, sure. But he's not at the top of my list.
Okay, that pretty much rounds it out. Nick Bolton and Dre Greenlaw, there's some linebackers there in case this this injury.
I think they need help there.
Yeah, they. I mean, they
I think
probably
they could
do.
Use depth at linebacker.
McMillan just got cut, right?
Raekwon McMillan?
Raekwon McMillan, yeah, he's gone. So.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I think those are some of the areas where they need to do a really good job reading the market, and whatever market goes.
I think this class kind of sucks, by the way.
It's not great.
It's not a good free agent class.
I'm not sure.
If you were hoping that this was going to be the way that they rescue the team and pull it back up out of the basement, like, I'm not sure that this is the type of free agent class where you're like, oh yeah, whoever has a lot of money to spend this year, they're going to really transform their team. I don't know about that.
And then the flip side of that is, and I know Bert Breer's been talking and tweeting about this, there's also starting to be this belief it's not a great year to have a top 5 or top 10 pick.
Spiffy.
So suddenly we have a top 10 pick that isn't that valuable and $130 million that isn't that valuable.
Yeah, and that sucks. And that's just the reality of when you're a bad team, the type of challenges that you're going to face. They're not all going to be great free agent classes, and they're not all going to be great drafts. Last year's draft is looking like, in general, in the first round, there was a lot of great players that went out there. You got one of them, and then after that, you didn't really get anything.
Nope.
Free agent-wise, you didn't get all that much. You rounded out the roster, basically, with guys like Hooper and guys like Antonio Gibson, but that's it. You know, you got depth pieces, and that's maybe what you're going to be looking at here. Now, if you want to go and throw a lot of money at T. Higgins and you bring him in, I'll shut up and I'll say, hey, you know what? You did something different this time. You went out there and you spent the most money on the number one wide receiver, and the Patriots don't do that, and it's a new day here in New England, and good job on you, because you need to do it to help this this quarterback out. But I'm not convinced that any of those wide receivers even hit the market, and if they do, I mean, the only one you might have a real shot at is Deontay Johnson.
And I don't love that. Wasn't Tomlin taking shots at him today?
Yes.
Like,
he's like, there's other guys on that team we have to really worry about.
I don't really
about
have to worry about him watching him on tape. I kind of liked that shot from Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
I think one thing that helps a little bit maybe with T. Higgins is the better that Ja'Marr Chase plays, the more that price tag goes up.
Sure.
And I wonder if they were planning on doing your thing, doing the Eagles thing, the Dolphins thing, where, we're going to re-sign both
wide
receivers, and Ja'Marr Chase maybe prices himself out of that plan. That could help them, because he's been awesome, and the price tag absolutely is going up.
And the Bengals are probably going to have a decent draft pick this year, because as good as that offense is, they don't win anything.
Right.
And they're probably going to be back in the top 10, so they could draft another receiver like Minnesota did.
Yep.
And, have somebody to and move on from
which
Higgins.
Is probably the smarter plan for them. If they
money-wise, it definitely is.
Definitely money-wise. Yeah. But, I mean, if you feel confident that you can get a decent receiver, you're not the Patriots. You're the opposite of the Patriots. You've developed T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. You have the ability to scout and develop wide receiver talent. That may help you, but I'm starting to more and more think that's the way to go, because you have a boatload of money. So what does it matter if you overpay T. Higgins? If you give him, is he really worth $35 million? I don't know. He's probably not. He's not as good as those guys. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not CeeDee Lamb. He's not Ja'Marr Chase.
Nope.
But what does it matter, and what are you saving it for? You saved it last year. I kind of carried your water a little bit and said, well, you know, Tyron Smith, not worth it. You know, some of the Calvin Ridley, not really worth it. How many years in a row are you going to say not worth it before you're just stuck there holding your you-know-what? And I mean money.
Right.
And something else.
And Texter's like, wow, you just said you would, you didn't want, you'd be all in on Calvin Ridley, but you don't want Amari Cooper. Of course I want Amari Cooper. I definitely want Amari Cooper. I want Cooper and Ridley. We could have had both of them. I think that's sort of the point here is that you can do a lot of things that you're not doing. And when someone shakes loose and is available, I don't know that Cooper's going to be available. Buffalo's probably going to re-sign him. I'd imagine Buffalo looks at the wide receiver free agency landscape and says, you know what? We better keep this guy here because there's not really anything else.
Especially if it works.
Yeah.
If they build a little bit of a rapport over the second half of the season, he makes some plays, makes some catches, and they look at free agency and they say, I mean, we're going to risk moving on from this guy to see if something else may or may not work.
See if Deontay Johnson can come here and work. Like, no, they're not going to do that.
No, absolutely, there's a good chance I would think that they would be interested in re-signing him.
Yeah, he might get franchised. I mean, a lot of things can happen, and I think that that's sort of the point, is even if you love this free agent list, and I don't know how you could, but even if you love this free agent list for the Patriots, it's probably going to get cut in half, maybe even more than that, with guys re-signing or guys getting franchised or guys just not being made available. These are people who have not signed long-term extensions yet, right?
Right.
Like, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's going to be here until the end of the season. So, I don't know. I like that they have money to spend. I like that they have the flexibility to do that. I just think anybody who's really, really putting all their eggs in the free agent basket here with this team and how to rebuild it and how to rebuild the offense is in for another consecutive here rude awakening.
Well, but the reality is they're putting their eggs in the free agent basket.
You're right.
And they kind of knew it, I think. Based on the way they did their business, it was step one, re-sign our players, find what the foundational core that we're retaining is, allow Bill Belichick to brag that they re-signed all my players. Step two, bring in new talent. Except, I'm not sure how much talent's available, and I do think some of that is market-wise. I don't necessarily blame them, but this is how business is in the NFL.
Right.
Like, teams re-sign their own good players. This list, the only guy I'd be willing to kind of go all in on is T. Higgins. Because he's a young player who I do think has Pro Bowl upside.
Mm-hmm.
So if I overpay a little, but other guys, you know, Ronnie Stanley, a 31-year-old tackle who's missed, I don't know, dozen plus games over the last couple years. Do I really want to go all in on that and give him some massive contract? Is there anybody on that list that you look at and say, I'd like to go all in?
Honestly, no.
No.
Not even Higgins. I don't know if I'd go all in for. I mean, I'd take him, obviously, but I don't think he's that kind of talent. He's not the kind of talent that he'd, even with Ridley, like, I wanted him. But you're talking about, and I'm sort of going by, like, the ownership's perspective here, because I would take all these guys. So that's not, I don't know. But you talk about going all in, do you think this team is going to go all in for any of these guys? I just don't think so. I'd be surprised. And I think there's going to be other teams that will, like before, be more invested in it and think, you know, we need this guy, we need Higgins, we need Cooper, we need whoever, and we're going to make that, and we need Godwin, and we're going to make that happen no matter what.
Why are other teams going to do that, and you're the team that needs to do that?
Because the Patriots have historically undervalued wide receivers in free agency and in the draft and everywhere. I think that's been an organizational philosophy for a long time.
And the damnedest thing, they don't have any right wide receivers that can play.
How about that? 617-779-7937. Colton is in Chicopee. Go ahead, Colton.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, Andy, congrats on getting your show. You deserved it. You've been good for a long time.
Thanks.
So, a couple things. As far as free agency goes, obviously T. Higgins, we would love him. And I like the point you made about defense. Add a couple guys, bring a veteran presence. But what I really would like to see them do is draft Will Campbell, the offensive lineman out of LSU, and then draft, might sound crazy, but a running back high, maybe in the second round. If you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, if they can find they don't have a home run hitter at all. I feel like adding a running back like that, and then if you add Higgins with that new tackle, Will Campbell, and then just draft defense the rest of the way, because their defense is obviously not looking that great. So they need help on defense. Obviously, we need to get that O-line, but I like Campbell. Higgins, pipe dream. I really hope so. But what I really think they should do is get a sick, like a third down, fast, complimentary, home running hitting, running back, Gibbs type, really.
All right, thanks for Colton. Appreciate it.
So,
was he clapping along with each point?
Maybe he really liked his points. No.
He was like, you know what? I want T. Higgins, I want Campbell, and I think you got to get a running back, and blah, 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 blah.
Maybe he was doing, like,
round of applause.
Syllables or, like, poetry.
That could be. Yeah.
Iambic pentameter, and he was trying to get, like, all the, to flow properly.
You ever have someone, like, you're yelling at someone, and they start clapping as they're yelling back at you? They're like, you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? You ever have that? I hate that.
I don't think I have.
Whenever people do that, it drives me nuts. Stiz knows what
good
I'm
to know.
About,
yeah.
Right?
You must, Andy. You must have had that. Oh,
good to know. Moving forward, yeah, when we're in a fight, I'm going to start clapping.
That's the worst.
You know what really bothers me?
That triggers me when people do that.
People that do some, you're in an argument, a discussion, whatever, and talk with their eyes closed. The talking with your eyes closed.
Talking
thing
with your eye. Oh, like you just
creeps.
Can't. You can't even dish. So you.
Yeah.
Have to,
what
yeah,
is that?
No, I know.
I hate that. Yeah. I just want to punch them in the face while their eyes are closed.
They won't see it coming.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the
I
time
hate
to do it.
But the funny thing about Colton's call,
mm-hmm.
virtually every position he could sell me on. You know what they really should do in the second round? Pass rusher, tight end, safety
corner, all
almost
these things.
Anything.
Linebacker, all that stuff.
You
yeah.
could sell me on, and that tells you
best
how much
best
we
available.
Think they need.
Yeah.
Tackle and wide receiver, I think, are must-haves. Those two have to be at the top of the list for me in some order, free agency and draft. Everything else, you can sell me on.
Yep.
Go get a running back who can be a game changer. Go get a tight end who can be a game changer. Get a free safety. You're too, you know, big box heavy safety. What a D tackle. Get rid of Godchon. Bring in a D tackle. Every other position on the roster, except maybe punter or punt returner,
right.
like a couple of those.
Mm-hmm.
You could sell me on.
Yeah.
And that tells you how much I think they need in terms of talent.
For more on that, we'll be joined next by the great Adam Schefter, ESPN. Don't go anywhere. Schefter joins us next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.